Day one for most people, day three for me, and it's been a bit of an ultrabook 24 hours. Lenovo U300S, then last night at an Intel event, four ultrabooks, including the Lenovo. That was the UX21, UX31, the Toshiba, I think it's the 380, R380. Not sure what the actual model number is of that, which actually looks very slick and has a full suite of ports on the back, and looks like it's one of the lightest as well. And then this morning, Acer press conference, the Series 3 13-inch ultrabook starting at 799. That my immediate thought is, how the hell are people going to actually differentiate between ultrabooks? They are all slim and light, they all look good, they all have the same platform, they're all running Sandy Bridge, i3, i5, i7. But then you start getting into details that consumers don't really concern themselves with most of the time, and that's how many USB ports, whether it's 2 or 3, version 2 or 3, whether it's got full HDMI, mini HDMI, micro HDMI, micro SD, micro USB. No, there's a whole lot of options which are so fine in detail that I'm not sure a lot of consumers will really be concerned with them. They're looking at memory, CPU speed, weight, which are all going to be much the same for them. So I wonder if the differentiation will be largely on price, especially at the lower end, this 800 euro mark, which seems to be the benchmark right now. So let's see. I'm off to see Samsung right now. I'm going to have a look at the Series 9 11-incher, which I haven't actually touched yet, although I should be able to get some hands-on, a proper review device with Series 9 in the next week or two. Anyway, loads more happening at IFA. I'm going to go and see Arcos later to check out their Series or G-Series tablets. And then maybe tomorrow I'll wander around some of the booths. This is Chippy at IFA 2011. Thanks for listening.